John Taylor joins us from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, and it is a brighter outlook this morning, at least so far. In fact, as we speak, the Dow futures are up about 100 points. Of course, that was not the case on Friday. The Dow really took it on the chin, down 279 points. It was down 350 points at one point. NASDAQ down 75, the S&P down about 23. For the week, Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 1.3%. And the cause of that, you can never prove cause and effect, but it appears that most of the blame for the sell-off on Friday can be laid at the feet of Greece and China. Of course, continued concerns about Greece. Are they going to default on their debt? Are they going to be kicked out of the Eurozone? But China, their stock market has just been soaring. They implemented a crackdown on stock market borrowing so people couldn't use margin borrowed money quite as easily to buy and inflate the Chinese stock market. And even though China was the problem, allegedly on Friday, the reason that they say stock futures are up this morning because the Central Bank of China has introduced some stimulus for the second time in 2 months. They're going to cut the required bank reserves of their banks. Now, what are they doing? Well, they're trying to stimulate their economy. Everyone knows that China's been the juggernaut for a number of years, consuming all the world's commodities and et cetera, producing most of the growth, but they're in the worst downward spiral of growth in 25 years. It's predicted that their gross domestic product this year will only grow about 7%, the worst since about 1990. This is going to be an important week for earnings, and we have some of those this morning. Morgan Stanley, the largest U.S. brokerage firm, beating Wall Street's expectations, top line and bottom line both. That is, the revenue was better than expected, and so was their net income. They made 85 cents a share versus 68 cents a share the same time last year, and 78 cents that Wall Street expected, so a substantial beat. Revenue $9.9 billion. That's over $1 billion increase over the same period of last year. Before the market opens this morning in pre-open trading, Morgan Stanley's up 2.5%. Year-to-date, the stock's down about 5%, but if you go into the last 12 months, you're up about 19%. And we know that there have been a lot of layoffs in the oil and gas industry because of the drop, precipitous drop in oil and natural gas prices. Halliburton, the number two U.S. oil service firm, being one of those companies that's laid off thousands of people, well, they reported numbers this morning that beat Wall Street's expectations. They actually lost $643 million, but if you strip out non-recurring cost and asset impairment charges, that's because of things that they're mothballing and people that they're laying off, so they're non-recurring. If you take that out, they actually made more than Wall Street expected. Now their stock's down 23% over the last 12 months. And the toy business is doing quite well. Well, it wasn't that way last week for Mattel, but Hasbro says that their numbers are just great. Their stock's up 8.5% this morning before the market opens. This blew away Wall Street's expectations. They made almost three times as much in terms of earnings per share as Wall Street expected. Their stock's up 20% this year. The revenue was also better. Now, why are they doing so well? Well, they own the Transformer franchise, and those toys are doing very well, and they also have licenses for Marvel Comics, Spider-Man, etc. toys doing very well, but here's what's really happening. Of course, movies aren't really movies anymore. They're just a way to sell toys. There is a sequel coming out for Jurassic Park in June, and they've already started shipping toys related to that. Later this year, a sequel from Star Wars and the Avengers expected to substantially improve toy sales at Hasbro. So Mattel may not be doing very well selling Barbie dolls and etc., but Hasbro, which is focusing on toys for males, for boys, maybe they're not all boys, maybe there's males like Sheldon, for example, on Big Bang Theory. But anyway, Hasbro doing very, very well.
It sounds like it, John.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, sir. That's John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You could call him 479-782-2527.